وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله خير حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you for all the sacrifices you are making for His deen. Ameen. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَابْتَغِ مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَبَارِكْ وَسَلِّمْ. اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَبَارِكْ وَسَلِّمْ. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today there is a nice little story that I came across, you know, and it is referred to as the 99 Club. Now, this is quite interesting, and it teaches a very, very great lesson in our life. So, there was a king some time ago, and this king should have been content, he should be content with his life, given all the luxuries and the riches that he had. But this was not the case. The king always found himself wondering why he just never seemed content with his life. So sure, he had the attention of everyone wherever he went. He attended fancy dinners and parties. But somehow, he still felt something was lacking. And he just couldn't get to the grips with it. He couldn't put his finger on it. So one day, the king woke up earlier than usual to stroll around his palace. He entered his huge living room and came to a stop when he heard someone happily singing away. So following the singing, he saw that one of the servants was singing and had a very contented look on his face. This fascinated the king, and he summoned the man to his chambers. So the man entered the king's chambers as ordered, and the king asked why he was so happy. So to this the man replied, "Your Majesty, I am nothing but a servant, but I make enough of a living to keep my wife and children happy. We don't need too much." Now this is contentment. Don't need too much. A roof over our heads and food to fill our tummy. My wife and children are my inspiration. They are content with whatever little I bring home. I am happy because my family is happy. Hearing this, the king dismissed the servant and summoned his personal assistant to his chambers. So the king related his personal anguish about his feelings and then related the story of the servant to his personal assistant, hoping that somehow he would be able to come up with some reasoning that Ye was a king who could have anything he wished for at the snap of his fingers, and yet he was not contented, whereas his servant, having so little, was extremely content. Now listen to this here. The personal assistant listened attentively and came to a conclusion. He said, "Your Majesty, I believe that the servant has not been part of the 99 Club." So the 99 Club, and what exactly is that? Now the king was inquiring. So the assistant replied, "Your Majesty, to truly know what the 99 Club is, you will have to do the following. Place 99 gold coins in a bag and leave it at the servant's doorstep. You will then understand what the 99 Club is all about." So that very same evening, the king arranged for 99 gold coins to be placed in a bag at the servant's doorstep. So although he was slightly hesitant, and he thought he should have put 100 gold coins into the bag, but since his assistant had advised him to put 99, that is what he did. He put 99 gold coins. So the servant was just stepping out of his house when he saw a bag at his doorstep. Wondering about its contents, he took it into his house and opened the bag. When he opened the bag, he let out a great big shout of joy. Gold coins! And he was screaming. He said, so many of them. He could hardly believe his eyes. He called his wife to show her the coins. I mean, this was extreme luck on his side. He then took the bag to a table and emptied it out and began to count the coins. Doing so, he realized that there were 99 coins, and then he thought it was an odd number, so he counted again and again and again, only coming to the same conclusion, there's only 99 gold coins. So he started wondering what could have happened to that last one coin to make it 100. For no one would leave 99 coins. So he began to search his entire house, looked around his backyard for hours, not wanting to lose out on that one coin. Finally, he was exhausted. He decided that he was going to have to work harder than ever to make up for that one gold coin, to make his entire collection and even 100 gold coins in a right, nice round figure. So he got up the next morning in an extremely horrible mood, shouting at the children and his wife for his delay, not realizing that he had spent most of the night, you know, working out ways, working hard so that he had enough money to buy himself the gold coin. So he went to work as usual, but not in his usual best mood, singing happily. He grumpily did all his daily chores. So seeing the man's attitude change so drastically, the king was surprised and he was puzzled. So he quickly summoned his assistant to his chambers. And the king related his thoughts about the servant. And once again, his assistant must listen very, very attentively. So the king could not believe that the servant who till yesterday had been singing away and was happy and content with his life had taken a sudden change of attitude, even though he should have been happier after receiving the gold coins, the 99 gold coins. So to this, the assistant replied, he said, but your majesty, the servant has now officially joined the 99 club. So he explained, the 99 club is just a name given to those people who have everything but yet are never content. Therefore, they are always working hard and striving for that extra one to round it out to 100. So we have so much to be thankful for, and we can live with very little in our lives. But the minute we are given something bigger and better, we want even more. We are not the same happy, contented person we used to be. We want more and more. And by wanting more and more, we don't realize the price we pay for it. We lose our sleep. We lose our happiness. We hurt the people around us, just as a price to pay for our growing needs and desires. So that is what joining the 99 club is all about. So now we've got to decide, are we part of the 99 club? So hearing this, the king decided that from that day onwards, he was going to start appreciating all the little things in life. So to be content and satisfied with what one has is the greatest boon which one has received due to the thanks he had been offering to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for what he has received from him. That is why our Mashaykh Kiram, they say that in matters of dunya, look at the ones below you and say, look at that man. I mean, He doesn't even have shoes. He's walking barefoot. And I at least got a pair of shoes on. Or the one who's barefoot, look at the person who's got no feet, no legs. And he says, at least I've got legs that I can walk with. But in matters of deen, look at the one above you. Look at how much ibadah that person is making. Why can't I make so much ibadah? Why can't I exert myself? And then we heard, I heard in a majlis of Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh, and I can't recall the name of the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who asked the same question to 400 awliya kiram, and he got the same response. The first question was, who is a wealthy person? And the unanimous reply from 400 of the awliya kiram was that a wealthy person is one who is content with what he has. And then the question was asked, who is a poor person? And the reply came thus forward, that a poor person is one who, in spite of all the wealth he has, he just wants more. So he's looking for more all the time. He's poor, and he exerts his life so much, and he carries on and on and on, that he's acquiring so much, so much, so much in his life in terms of wealth, that he's losing his health. And then afterwards, he's got to spend his wealth to try and get back his health. And that's the reality of life. Then the question was asked, who is a brave person? And the unanimous reply was that a brave person is one who doesn't become excited and afraid under any circumstances. He assigns everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. And on this year, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh gave the story of Hazrat Rabia Basriya, if I can well remember, because in our student days, that she, after passing away, was in the qabr, and the angels of death came up to her. The Munkar and Nakir, the angels that ask the questions in the grave, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? So the first question they posed to her, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? And she said, amazed, she says, where do you come from? She wasn't afraid under the circumstances, brave woman. And they say that we come from Allah. So she says, I know according to the hadith that the distance from the first sky to the earth is a traveling of 500 years. If you've come from so far from the arsh of Allah, I am asking you, do you know who your Rabbi is? I'm quite surprised that the woman in return, the pious woman, is asking them a question. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summoned the angels, and he said that this woman is of a different caliber, leave her alone. So she says, I have just come 6 feet from above the ground. I haven't forgotten my Rabb. And have you forgotten your Rabb? You came from so far? No, they haven't forgotten their Rabb. So how can I forget? So that was bravery at that critical time as well. And then, who is an intelligent person? Today we'll say he's got so many degrees and he owns so many businesses, running Amazon, Facebook, Zuckerberg, all these guys here. Very, 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 very intelligent people. And then the unanimous reply came from all the awliya-i-kiram that an intelligent person is the one who recognizes his Rabb in his Creator. Now these people, in spite of the wealth they possess, if they don't recognize their Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, then they are total failures in their life. They are not intelligent whatsoever. They are like animals, just living to feed themselves, just to enjoy life, fulfill their passions and their desires. And there's no commitment to a being above, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the 99 club, Allah ta'ala save us from it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us the meaning of contentment. آمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين